a few things here before we get into how we feel about it. I think all signs are pointing to it happening. You have Jerry Dulac reporting today that Wilson has been medically cleared for 2 weeks, but the team has been overly cautious. And I think now connect the dots. So they're undefeated. Russ isn't ready, but isn't going to go in at that point. They go to Indianapolis.
He's technically ready at that point.
But Fields has played well 3-0.
Got to give him a chance to go to
4-0. Tomlin impressed by the way Fields played in the fourth quarter to rally the team and almost come back and win.
First time they scored 3 straight touchdowns in 4 years.
So then Fields gets another game last night against the Cowboys. And I'll be honest with you, I did not know any of this about Russell Wilson being that close to playing. I thought Fields played like a guy who was pressing. I think now from the psychology of sports department, looking back on that game, especially in the first half, he was forcing things more than ever before. I don't think he took his own advice. He said last week that the idea of Russell Wilson coming back was not going to seep into his play and affect the way he played. I think he knows that Mike Tomlin likes him, but also wants to give Russell Wilson a chance after he promised him an opportunity to start when they signed him here. And plus, Wilson did beat out Fields in training camp in the preseason. And I just think it got to Fields last night. I think it snowballed on him. And come on, are you going to say to Melissa Stark, here's my catchphrase for when I go in and start, if you're not going to start?
What was it? Win the seventh?
Win the seventh. I mean,
man,
not the most creative. His signature
play the football.
His signature catchphrase in Seattle was "Go Hawks." Who are the Ed Wizards who came up with that one? I'd love to know what kind of PR team Russell Wilson reached out to come up with that fancy smancy catchphrase. "Go Hawks,
man.
Broncos country, let's ride." Because that went so. My advice to him: I'd tone it down on catchphrases for a year. Chill out with the catchphrases.
For a year, can't we just go forever?
Forever.
I don't need to hear catchphrases.
Do you want him? Do you want him in against the Raiders? You're exasperated.
I thought Fields played the first half. I thought Fields was the worst he's been. Worst half of football he's played here.
Yep.
Even having said that, if Hayward makes the catch on the third play of the game and Jefferson catches a catchable ball, his numbers look a lot better. I thought he played better in the second half, almost like Kyle Allen going in there and quickly engineering two very positive plays, like lit a fire under him, because then he started ripping completions and looking good again. But they have cover for this now, Pony. Mike Tomlin has cover. They've lost 2 games in a row. I think Fields in balance, even though like the raw numbers, the passer rating and stuff like that, if you wanted to look at that, was still like 93 yesterday. He didn't look like a great quarterback. He did look like a guy pressing. They have cover to do this now.
Okay, but should they?
You know what? Probably. You know why? They've lost 2 games in a row. You actually can use the excuse, this guy was our backup. He came in and did a very good job to start with. We need a spark. That's why I say they have cover. If they had somehow, if Landon Roberts, if the tooth chipper knocks that ball out and Killebrew falls on it, everything about Justin Fields' game is the exact same. I don't think you can go to Wilson. You're 4-1. You survived, and the narrative is that Fields, despite playing a very bad first half, led you to 2 touchdown drives in the second half, including one that culminated with under 5 minutes left. You got to keep him in there. But this is, I think, one of those situations where the fact that the game went away from him, or even if Tolbert doesn't catch that ball on fourth down, if they just win the game 17-13, I don't think you can go to Wilson, but I think they will now because they lost. We've lost 2 in a row. We need a spark. It's the oldest thing in sports. We just need somebody to light a fire right now for us.
I don't have any confidence in Russell Wilson being able to do that, which is why I wouldn't do it. I get that thinking of, well, you want to stop the bleeding here, but what about Russell Wilson makes me think in this offense, with the way it's designed, with their philosophy, that he's going to make more out of what they have than what Fields has done?
Their offensive line... one place, Seumalo got completely bulldozed, by the way. Linval Joseph, I think, is now technically his stepfather after what he did to him on that play. They are still getting pressure put on him. It makes them, I think, easier to defend if they go to Wilson.
So why do it then?
Oh, I think ultimately I'm with you. I'm just saying they have cover to do it, and I think they will. I think ultimately I wouldn't. I think ultimately I wouldn't do it because the quarterback run basically is gone at that point. If people are like saying, hey, I want to see the ball thrown over the middle more effectively or something like that, or Russell Wilson will hit open receivers more, really?
If Tomlin doesn't...
There are no open receivers, by the way. Fields has been throwing to the most routinely tightly covered receivers in the league.
Right, so let's go through the guys in their offense. Is Russell Wilson going to make George Pickens better?
No.
Is Russell Wilson going to make Van Jefferson better?
No.
Is he going to make Calvin Austin better? Is he going to make their run game better?
He can make better is Pickens by hitting him maybe with a deep ball, but is Pickens going to even have his head in the game?
Are they going to give him the authority and the license to do that? I mean, one of the things that people keep rehashing, I've heard Mark Cabali say it a bunch of times, is that they don't trust Justin Fields. Well, other than resume, what leads any of us to believe that they're going to trust Russell Wilson? Because it's been a conservative offense for years here.
Maybe Mike feels differently about him because he's won a Super Bowl and been to the top of the mountain. And Mike, that's a different ball of wax.
Okay, was it an aggressive offense in Roethlisberger's last year here? I didn't think so.
Yeah, but I think that was Roethlisberger driven. I think he wanted the ball out. He didn't want to be taking hits. If Ben had wanted to stand in the pocket and try to win games like by throwing for 500 yards, I think Mike would have let him. Because we have said on we can't be inconsistent here. We've said on this show. You've said the phrase Tomlin got control of his team back once Ben retired.
Sure.
So I think whatever Ben was or wasn't doing was what he wanted to be doing.
But is he gonna give it back to a guy just because he's won a Super Bowl before?
Don't you think that does matter to Mike more than it might be somebody else who looks at him? Like Sean Payton's won a Super Bowl, but he said, I just don't think this guy's good anymore. I want Bo Nix in there.
Yeah, it probably does, Chris,
I think it matters for Mike that he's won one, and he's been to another one. He probably should have two.
Yeah, Justin Fields did not play a good game yesterday, but when the game was on the line, he orchestrated a touchdown drive at the end of the game, and if his defense gets the job done, then we're talking about an ugly win, and hey, Fields didn't play well, but he was clutch again. He got it done late. He delivered when he needed to.
Which we know Mike Tomlin used to espouse as a major virtue of Kenny Pickett's.
Yes. Quarterbacks, period. I mean, how many games did Ben Roethlisberger have early in his career that looked like that, where the numbers weren't good, but he pulled something out of his ass at the end of a game?
Many.
Yes. So
different era, but yeah, many. I think they're going to go to him. I don't think they should, though.
That's what I mean. Is he going to bench a quarterback because his defense didn't get the job done?
I think he's going to bench a quarterback under the auspices of all along he still was like keeping the light on for Russell Wilson, and now that they've lost two straight, he has adequate cover to do it. Now, like the Dan Orlovskys of the world already, I can tell you, are not going to agree with this move. We'll see. If there are a decent amount of people, because wouldn't you say the majority of the national media seemed to think that Justin Fields should start even when it was up in the air?
I thought so.
Okay,
I thought like he had won a lot of people over.
Orlovsky was like a loud cheerleader for go with Justin Fields. This should be an interesting question here. If Mike goes back to Russell Wilson here, a player that most of the national media didn't think should have the job, what's going to happen? It's the immovable force versus the immovable object versus the irresistible force. We only praise the head coach.
They'll move the goalpost. They'll blame it on somebody else. They'll say the offensive coordinator made the decision, or the GM, or the owner, or something, just to let Tomlin
yes.
off the hook.
Yes,
of
course.
We sat here last week at this time, and one of the things we were sensing from Steelers fans was people aren't as pissed about this loss because they were encouraged by what they saw from Justin Fields. Fields came through enough in the second half where it took a lot of the sting out of the Colts loss. And now one game later, you want to just throw the dude out? You want to just say, ah, hell, the hell with it. We need a spark that bad in week six?
I've seen a lot of people who are crowing about it's Russ time. It's time to get a real quarterback.
Oh, I know. I put a poll question out. Russ won. Over 50% of people want Russell Wilson. Donnie, are you one of them?
I would stick with Justin Fields for at least one more game. I think if it's another game where the offense is slow out of the gate, he doesn't play well. I mean, it was an ugly first half for him, even though maybe the final numbers look better than what they actually were.
I agree with that.
If it's another game like that and they are gritting their teeth to beat a team like Vegas, who is in absolute disarray, they have no idea who they want to play quarterback there. Although if they play Minshew, the Steelers might be in trouble. If they lose that game, I think they're absolutely going to pull the plug on this. But they also have to be careful with the way that it's handled. If you go to Wilson and then he's bad,
then you can't go back to him if you give it back to Fields.
Right.
It's Fields' like, job.
You're going to give it back to Justin Fields. I think that's that.
You know who else?
You ride and die with him.
You know what else they have to be careful with from that same standpoint, Donnie? I think other than Pickens, who's mad at everybody all the time if he's not getting the ball, I think that team would rather play for Fields, like the offense. I think those guys respect and like him. That's always what we've heard about him, even in Chicago. People really liked him. Guys rallied behind him. We know that Wilson does not really have that effect on people, necessarily. And so I think that there are going to be some people, even though they know the offense hasn't put up a ton of points, who like Fields personally, and it might be tough for them to go, ah, yes, here comes the guy going win the seventh. I can't wait to play for him. That should be fun. So I think he's going to be on the razor's edge with a lot of the guys on that offense.
Pickens and Najee might feel that way, though, just because they're coming off bad games.
By the way,
and they're ready for somebody else, even though I don't think it's going to make a difference for them. But knowing how moody they are, they might just say, yeah, we were saying nice things about Justin Fields before, but the hell with that. I want my numbers.
Funny thing about Pickens was I guess I'm an idiot. I had said numerous times, even though he didn't have any touchdowns, his body language was pretty good through these first four games. I just saw a Warren Sharp cut up come through my timeline of like half of his routes run. Didn't notice this little Easter egg, Donnie. On the all-22, when he lets the third and four ball go right through his hands, who is the man in the white sweatshirt literally throwing his arms up in disgust 10 feet away? Mike Tomlin. Like, obviously fuming. And he should have been that he dropped an easy one.